This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
So just so you know what that is.
So
we have our guests. We have our next guests in the studio who are here to talk about Queer in Kingston, which is a collaborative artwork that's being made with queer young people in, is it a city of Kingston?
Yes.
Yeah, the city of Kingston. And we have Yandel and Willow here, who are the artists who are leading the project here with us. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hey.
Hi. We usually like to start with a artist profile. So we'll start off with you, Willow. What kind of art do you do and how did you start doing it?
Cool. So my name's Willow. I use they, them, and I sort of came into art in high school. I'm non-binary, but I went to a Catholic boys' school that was very kind of a lot. And then I went to Sandy Tech, which was a lot more chill. I think the unofficial school motto was where the grades are low, but the students are high. But they had a really, really great arts program, and I kind of got interested in photography, and I did that for a while. And then I sort of moved into sort of illustration and digital collage, and that's kind of how I ended up sort of working more in fine arts. I'd done a couple of projects with Kingston before, but with Queer in Kingston, it's my first sort of, I'd say, major installation. My last one was cool, but I think we're looking a lot bigger for this one, and I'm really excited.
And so did you go on from high school to do further study in art?
So I went from high school to working at McDonald's before promptly getting fired.
Wow. I think that's a common theme for a lot of people, though.
Yeah, it was probably a good thing for me. Then I ended up going to work at TAFE in sort of using technology to help teach nurses. And I've been doing that for 8 years. It's like my day job.
Okay.
And sort of in the evenings, I've been working my little butt off doing all the art I can get my little hands onto.
Whoa, there goes the fireworks.
Yeah, Yandel, give us your story over the fireworks.
Yeah, sure, if you can hear me. I am a full-time practicing artist. I have been working with video installation and projection
Have you been on Sunday Arts before?
Yes. Yeah.
Another Kingston thing from a few years back?
No. Gertrude Street Projection Festival. I'm heavily involved with them. So okay. I might have been here talking about that festival maybe.
Okay.
So I work with projection installation a lot of time in non-traditional gallery context spaces and the public. So unlike kind of white knight spectacle big projections, I kind of really like to work with creating immersive spaces that the viewer sort of is part of. So,
it's interactive that. Or...?
It can be. Some of my works are interactive. Immersive by... You're walking into the work.
Okay.
So you're not viewing it from afar then.
Right.
Yeah, does that make sense?
It surrounds you.
Yeah. So I've been... working within that field for over 15 years,
mm-hmm.
So quite established. When Kingston Arts contacted me to do a project with them for Midsummer, alongside my practice, I work. I do some community collaborative projects. I would sort of describe, which varies quite a lot from working with young people to I've worked with the Indigenous community, the Parkies in Fitzroy. I've worked with a range of sort of different projects. But my favourite is working with young people. And I think the reason is because I feel like art saved me when I was young.
Mm.
It really, you know, like I went through some really troubling times as a young person. And, you know, art really gave me an outlet to be able to express things that I couldn't express in other ways.
Yep,
and it's so important.
Yep.
So I have always really loved working with young people. So when Kingston Arts contacted me to work with the Queer in Kingston, which is a group of young queers in Kingston.
And where is Kingston for those that
Kingston
don't know?
Kingston is like Moorabbin.
Yep.
It's massive, actually. The suburb is massive.
Yeah.
You would know. So Willow's from Kingston. I'm not. So
I should know.
Yeah.
I think it also includes Hyatt, but definitely Moorabbin and
Southlands. Is that part of?
I think so.
I think it's
No, Southland is part of Moorabbin. Yeah. Well, it's Cheltenham, actually. Southland is Cheltenham.
And yeah, it goes like all the way into industrial parts and all the way down to the beach, the bay.
Yep. So it'd be part of Brighton in a way as well.
I think so, yeah. So, yeah, I was really interested in working with these young people, but also interested in working with someone from Kingston. And Willow had done a project at Kingston Arts before. They're more of an emerging artist, and I was really interested in being able to kind of mentor them in some capacity to then be able to feel really confident to do this sort of stuff in the future.
And what I like about Kingston is we've had them on before with Midsummer and also with other projects that they've done, and they really are very supportive of the arts. I know a lot of the councils are, but they seem to be particularly edgy as well.
I think so too. Yeah. I am really impressed with their arts programming every time I see anything.
Yep. And Willow, you've been involved in, did you say about 7 years? Was it 7 years or so you said?
So I've been working with NASA's for 7 or 8 years, but I've been involved with Kingston Arts for 2 or 3.
Oh, okay.
So my first project I did with Kingston Arts was my first solo exhibition called Still Buffering, where we took sort of archival footage of sort of 50s videos on like how to be a good woman, like just the worst garbage.
Sure.
And I went through frame by frame and erased the skin of all the women and then put digital glitchy stuff behind it, and we had that in a big projection, and then I got some vintage strip teasers and I did the same thing, and Kingston really gave me a lot of flexibility to kind of do whatever I want, which was really cool.
Awesome.
They were really supportive of that project.
Brilliant.
And MJ in particular, who we work closely with, has been amazing.
Now we're just going to have a break and we'll be back talking about Queer in Kingston, which is part of Midsummer.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. We're talking to Yandel and Willow about the Queer in Kingston exhibition on at the Kingston Gallery.
Moorabbin.
It's actually Kingston Town Hall, isn't it? Or
Moorabbin Town Hall.
Probably.
It is. I know it's Moorabbin Town Hall.
Is it called the Kingston Arts Centre? Yes.
Oh, we're in G2.
Right, yeah. Okay.
If you Google G2, that's
where right. Now tell us about this project that you're working on.
So it's a collaborative artwork, essentially. And we have developed this artwork through a series of workshops with the young people from Queer in Kingston. We have been, so it's over four weeks, every Thursday over the last 4 weeks. We've been
sort of meeting with them and trying to get their, because a lot of them didn't really have an art background. They were just.
And how did you find them?
So they all belong to the group Queer in Kingston, which is sort of like a community group.
I think because the last time we had somebody on with Midsummer was a similar... Neil, were you here that week? And a similar thing where there is this whole collective of kids, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a support group for young people aged, I think, 14 to 25 or something in Kingston. So, we have been working with them to explore the ideas around identity as an overall theme. Yeah,
so we've been sort of working with them to get them thinking about art and sort of expressing themselves through art with sort of pretty accessible means. So we've been using iPads with a bunch of different apps on them to make it really easy to sort of get creative and sort of think about the art more than worrying about how good a painting is.
And what have you come up with? What are we going to see?
So there's two works that have been created. One is an immersive installation in the gallery space at Kingston Arts.
So you would be heading up that?
Yeah, immersive? Definitely. Yeah. And the second one is on the Bridge space, which is a public artwork that will be viewable at night.
Cool. Is that the railway bridge, is it?
No, it's like a bridge behind Kingston Arts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can see it from the highway? I don't drive.
Nepean Highway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The Nepean Highway, you'll be able to see it as you go past.
How often is that going to be projected?
Every night from 5 p.m. or whenever sun goes down.
Yeah. About 8:30, yeah.
That's probably closer.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Brilliant.
So we've been developing snippets of artwork, I suppose, like content throughout this whole 4 weeks. And so there's, you know, a lot of layering that we're using, creating this kind of really immersive space. We're using a bunch of found windows as well that will be installed in the space. And they are kind of like a motif for a border between the inside and the outside. So they're really kind of representing this, we're trying to kind of represent this sort of interior space as your identity, I suppose.
So like identity versus perception, for example, is a big thing we played with, how we see ourselves versus how other people see us and how that plays into our queer identity and how we like to present.
Yeah, I always find that a fascinating topic, how people see us and what we think people see. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, okay, how can you find out more about it? Just go to the website, which would be the Kingston City Council.
Yeah, kingstonarts.com.au, in fact. Or the Midsummer Guide.
Of course.
But it is on throughout Midsummer, but also until the 7th of March.
Okay. Wow.
So it's on for an extensive time.
Right.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.